Okay, let's get started. The first thing you'll need to do is go to kickstartcart.com, and you'll see at the top left, Merchant Login. Now, that's at the time of this recording. If we come up with a new website one of these days, you'll just simply look for your login as a merchant. Now, if you're listening to this tape, chances are you have already signed up for your free trial and then upgraded or hit the renewal upgrade link to purchase the cart. So, log in using your user ID and passcode. And while we're right at the beginning here, I may as well mention, if you're on a slow connection or there's a little pause in the action and you want to do what I tell you, simply pause your audio tape, obviously, and I'll try not to go too fast, so that'll be very easy for you to pick up then for the next section after you've completed the previous section. Okay, I'm going to show you now how to go through the basic setup of your cart. So once you're logged in, you should go to the left-hand navigation buttons and click on Your Store, where you'll get quite a few options down there. I'm going to help you narrow them down. So once you click on Your Store, you'll come down to Basic Options, and it's a little subheading Cart Setup. So click on Basic Options. You'll need to remember how to get back to this area because you will not be able to complete everything in this area in the first shot. You'll have some homework to complete, and then you'll need to come back here and click on Your Store, then Cart Setup, Basic Options, and you'll be in the screen where you can set up the shopping cart or make changes. Make sure you write this down because you'll be coming back to this quite often in the initial phases of setting up your cart. So it's Your Store, then Basic Options, which will lead you to other setup screens once you get into the Your Store and Basic Options. Also, since I'm working on a cart that's already been set up, what we see or what you see may be slightly different than what I see. Don't let that bother you. That just means that you haven't set up a function yet. And if you just do the intuitive steps or do whatever it tells you on the screen, you'll get to the point that I'm talking about. Okay, once you're in setup one, page one of the setup, you'll see a gray area down the left-hand side of the screen where it has explanations of what should go in the right-hand part of the screen. That'll be where your input is. To the right of these boxes, you'll see a question mark and a little red circle. Anytime throughout the cart that you see one of those question marks and a little red circle, just hold your mouse over it and you'll get a little pop-up box that gives you a further explanation of what that particular field is or function is about. The first two things you'll see are order notice, email, and secondary order, email. Well, that's pretty important because you want to know that you got an order. What the mistake some people make is they would put like orders at Antion.com for the original or the main order email, and then they would put sales or customer service, let's say, at Antion.com as a secondary. Well, guess what? If Antion.com email server has a problem, then you'll get no notice of an order. Of course, it'll be in the shopping cart. You just won't know about it, and the customer will be there waiting for an order that won't be coming. So it's important to have a totally different system of email in these two areas. So you could have, for instance, I have tom@antion.com for the main order. Then I have tomantion@aol.com for the secondary. This way, if either one of them has trouble, I've always got notice of the order. So make sure you have separate systems there. Now the next thing you'll see, possibly, keep in mind I said we'll have minor differences here in what you'll actually see down the left-hand side here. The next important one that we will skip for now is the default autoresponder. Just leave that at no autoresponder selection right now. We'll cover that when we talk about autoresponders. The next one after that would be thank you URL. Now, for those of you newbies out there, a URL is an address to a web page. So antion.com/thankyou.htm would be a URL. It's an address to an exact page on a website. So we provide a basic generic one for you, so you don't have to do anything here to start with. However, I did tell you I was going to give you strategy along with what to put in here. The first thing I would recommend is that either you make or you have your webmaster make a page, a thank you page that looks like your website and more personal and customized. So mine would say, thank you for ordering from Antion and Associates. We appreciate your business, or something like that. And it looks like it belongs to my site. So basically you create that page, and then the address of that page needs to go in here in the shopping cart so that they match. And whenever your order is completed, your custom thank you page will pop up. Now, one overriding principle about the basic setup that we're going over now, the overriding principle is that this is the basic default setup. Many of the settings here can be overridden later when we get into the more advanced features of the cart. But for now, we want you, part of your homework would be to create a page on your site that's your custom thank you page. Now, here's some strategy for a thank you page. Keep in mind, a thank you page only pops up after the customer is done ordering with you. So, this would be a great place to put links to other sites where you have joined affiliate programs. This is called an exit strategy, or getting more money out of people that are leaving your site. They've already spent money with you, so why not take a shot at getting a little more money from them? So you might say, thank you for ordering from Antion and Associates. We appreciate your business. You might want to visit these other fine colleagues of ours. Or you could be more specific on where you're sending them. It doesn't really matter. The fact is if you're in an affiliate program, the moment they click on one of those links, it's tracked to you, and if anybody buys anything, you get a commission. So you have just now increased the amount of money from the same number of customers by taking a shot at them when they're leaving. So this is a good place to put affiliate links. The next thing we see is your catalog URL. Keep in mind, a URL is an address to a web page. I happen to use antion.com/speakershop.htm as my main catalog URL. I like to think of this as an anchor point for the shopping cart to revert to when the customer clicks continue shopping. So this would be a page on your website, and some of my other sites, I call it a catalog URL because I do have some other things going on other sites and using the same cart but in another business with another group of people. So I didn't have to have a secondary cart for myself, but since it was other partners involved in the business, then it's a good idea to have a separate system so you don't get the monies commingled. But anyway, we call it catalog.htm. So over there it's professionalspeaker.com/catalog.htm. This is where people revert when they want to continue shopping. Now, keep in mind that both the thank you URL and the catalog URL can be overridden later. Remember, we're setting up the basics of the cart right now. Now, the catalog URL is a place where you'd want to have either all your products, if you don't have very many, or categories of products. So you want all of your stuff there in one way or the other, where if you only have a couple products, they can just buy them right there. If you have lots of categories of products, you could have the categories there, and then people can click on whatever category they want to go to another page that would then list the products in that category. And then each product you could click on and go to another page that would give the full description of that product. So you're leading people through a process. They start out at the main category, pick what category they want. When they pick that category, let's say it's CDs, They go to the CD page where you have the titles of all your CDs listed. Now, I'm giving you strategy here along with just basics of what to put in this catalog page, because now we're going deeper into your site to see the sales strategy. So the second page that has all the CD titles on it, if they know what they want to buy, you would have a add to cart or a buy me button or click here to purchase next to each CD. But if they don't know you and they're not sure what it's all about, you'd also want to have a more info link next to each product, which would take them to another page that would be only about that product with all the sales copy that you've written. And that's what another thing you're going to have to get good at. And we do have a two-tape set on that if you want to email me about it, teaching you how to write sales copy, because that's very critical. If you have lousy sales copy, no matter how good your shopping cart is, nobody's going to buy anything. So you do have to get people excited about buying your products. So you've got the link on the product to buy now, or the more info button to let them read the full description. Then at the full description page, where that's the only product on that page on your website. This is another reason why it's a good idea to be able to make your own website, because you save a lot of money, because we end up with lots and lots of pages here, which web designers could charge you quite a bit for. So on the full description page, again, we have the click here to buy me button after they read the full description. If it's a real long piece of description, it's good to have buy me links throughout the sales copy. If it's a real long page and a very expensive product, you put buy me buttons or click here to purchase or yes, Tom, I'm convinced, I want this. Those kinds of copy with the link all the way through the copy. Like if it's a long copy, you might have three or four times have the link so that they can buy as soon as they're convinced. All right, so come on back with me to the basic setup, and we started that all off from your catalog page. So your homework is to make that basic catalog page on your website and make sure that the URL or its address is in this box in the setup. The next two boxes are fairly simple. You want, for most of you anyway, you want the US dollar sign. And then the currency would be United States dollar for most of you. I understand we do lots of business around the world, so you just pick what's appropriate for you. Then you have to hit next to go to the next screen. Now, one thing you may have just experienced when you tried to go to the next screen is that you have timed out. Your session has expired. That's a safety feature, not to be overridden. I don't even know if you can. I doubt it. It's a safety feature, so if you happen to go to lunch or something and leave your shopping cart open, it automatically logs itself off very quickly when there's no activity in it, because you don't want someone else to be able to come in and get access to your products and descriptions and links and all that. So that's a common thing. Sorry I forgot to tell you about it earlier, but you'll learn pretty quickly some of the nuances here as we go along. So you'll need to go back in by logging back in. Now you'll see two areas at the top called the top HTML and the cart bottom HTML. Anytime you see HTML, don't let that scare you. That means that you need to put little HTML coding around whatever goes in these boxes to make them look nice when they're in your shopping cart. This won't kill you. Actually, you could probably go to Office Depot and get a little laminated basic HTML card to learn how to do this. Many times, all you need to know is how to center things, make them bold, and make the font a little bit bigger. If you want to get real fancy, what I do is I create the page over in front page, or all the text if I want to make it colored and pretty and large fonts and all that. I create it in front page, then I go to the HTML view of front page, and I copy that coding that front page generates for you and just paste it in the box here. Then when it shows up in the shopping cart later, it's all real pretty. So I don't really have to know any coding to make that happen. But anyway, the top and bottom HTML are customizable areas above and below your shopping cart. So the top HTML is, of course, above the main bar that shows where your products are when the cart shows up. Bottom HTML is, of course, below it. And these areas are things where you could put in, I think I have on mine, on the bottom HTML, note, if you've ordered a digital product, you do not have to fill in shipping information. It will be delivered automatically within a few minutes. Because the reason I put that there is because I kept getting calls from people worried that they wouldn't get the product immediately when they saw the shipping area of the shopping cart show up. So this eliminated those calls, because right there it said, don't worry, folks, you don't have to put in the shipping when it's a digital product. So that knocked out a bunch of calls for me. So you might have something like a minimum order $50, or your satisfaction is guaranteed, or anything like that. I usually use those types of things in the bottom HTML. The top HTML is where I use, in many different areas of the cart, in the more advanced features of the cart, to upsell people to additional products. Now, you can see an example of this if you would stop everything you're doing, open a new browser window. And what that means for many of you that are new is that you can, if you're, let's say, an Internet Explorer, you can go to File, New Window, and open up a new browser window. And in the bottom of your screen along your taskbar, you'll have two browser windows, and one has the shopping cart in it that you're working on, and the other one does too. And you can pop back and forth between them. So in your second browser window, I want you to go to wedding, or www.wedding-toasts.org. wedding-toasts.org. I'll give you a moment to get there, or you could pause. Okay, you should be at wedding-toast.org. Scroll to the bottom of the page and click the Buy Me button, or there's a link down at the bottom of the page, and you'll be taken to the shopping cart. Well, the shopping cart will have at the top some red letters and some big fonts where I'm selling you, since you bought this book, the other book at a big discount. So this is the top HTML area between my logo, Antion.com at the top, or Antion and Associates, and the shopping cart. That's the top HTML area. So that's what we're talking about when we're filling that in over in the main part of the cart. Okay, well, you can close out of that. You might notice some cute things when you close out of the page. You'll get a pop-up box. That's called a sell-down technique, which is an advanced technique that we teach in Butt Camp and on many of our teleseminars to get more money out of the same customer. Because remember, we're working, trying to convert people. And in that particular case, I'm letting them pick their price so that they can, because it's a digital product, anything they give me is better than nothing. And if they click the Buy Me button, you notice that the pop-up box didn't show up at all. So this is a pretty cool technique to get money out of people that are leaving your site. Again, there's other ways to use it. If you and I might as well tell you about that now, because the cart is involved in this next method. The next method is, if you go to Antion.com/speakervideo.htm, Antion.com/speakervideo.htm, this is a $697 product. The same thing occurs if you leave the page without buying. You get a pop-up box that says, hey, we'll finance it for you. Well, it only took 17 viewings of this pop-up box for somebody to buy a $700 product with at $398 down and $99 a month. So this is another powerful technique. The problem was, before I got Kickstart Card, I could never keep track of the paperwork to keep billing them. So I would forget to bill the people. So in this case, the Kickstart Card has a recurring billing function that we'll cover in the product section. And this can all be automated now. So that's another cool technique that you'd learn if you ever visited my electronic marketing camp, Butt Camp. Or we do have it on tape, by the way, at greatinternetmarketing.com/buttcamptapes.htm. Okay, let's go to the next recording and listen to some more basic setup and cool sales strategies.